Rise and shine. It's Sunday. A brand new Daily Tech Update is heading your way, but don't touch that screen. A listener question is coming up. By now, I'm sure you heard about the big Tesla Cybertruck recall, the serious safety issues. Yeah, that's what they said. So dangerous, it could endanger the lives of drivers and passengers. The danger is real, but it's coming from a very low-tech defect. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. When I first heard about the Tesla Cybertruck's accelerator suddenly jumping to full power and endangering lives, I assumed it was a complex issue. I could not have been more wrong. It's not high tech. The entire recall is the result of shoddy workmanship. The rubberized cover to the accelerator has a tendency to slip off, get jammed in the carpet, and wedge the accelerator to full power. That's it. Now, this could have happened to Ford's 150 or Mustang, Chevy's Corvette, even a Ferrari, but it didn't. It was Tesla, another self-inflicted black eye. There were three data breaches last week. I covered them all in my free newsletter at getkim.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, let's open up that Komando mail vault and see what questions you've got for me. Tommy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
Fantastic. How can I help you?
Well, I was wanting to find out. I was thinking about doing something online. I know there's got to be a legit way, but when you go on the social media sites and look, it seems like there's so many things that are most likely a scam.
Yeah, I mean, especially
if anybody knew, you would know.
Especially when you start looking at like making money, just go ahead and Google that, and it's like, oh, you can make $12,000 in your sleep by doing Google links, and it's like, not so much. What do you like to do?
I originally had an idea for an online home decor store.
Well,
I never really got anything going with it.
That'd be a little tough because that's Wayfair and Amazon. So I don't want to get you in the online commerce world. For example, if you like to watch crime mysteries, right? There's a website called eJury, and what it does is attorneys will go there and put up mock juries. And it helps lawyers, they say, prepare for real trial. So they put together like pretend juries, people, and then this way you can hear the case, and then they pay you for your time while you're sitting there. Okay. Another one is Fiverr. And so if you had a particular skill, like let's say that you could draw characters of somebody, or you could read a list of colors and put them in alphabetical order. They have people that will do tasks, little tasks, and then you make like $5, $10, maybe $20. It's called Fiverr, but you can make more than $5.
Okay, yeah, I've heard stuff, stuff about doing stuff online, like
There's also
surveys, essays. Yeah.
Well, surveys aren't, you're not going to make, yeah, surveys are not going to really, you're not going to make any money with that. You're just going to get a couple of gift cards because so many people want to take surveys. So you're going to have to do a little bit more than that, unless you only want to make gift cards $20 a month. I did a podcast with a gentleman who really works Amazon's Mechanical Turk, and he's making a couple of $1,000 a month there. And with Amazon Mechanical Turk, it's part of Amazon, but these are tasks that computers can't do. And so you sign on to become a Turk, and then if somebody, well, say, for example, here are five receipts, print out or type up for me what every receipt says. And then all of these are always based on the rating system. So the better job that you do, you get a higher rating, and then you get more jobs, right?
Right.
One is called Samore, which we actually wrote about on our site, is that you unlock your phone like several dozen times a day, right? Well, every time you unlock your phone is that you see an ad. And how much are you going to make? You might make a couple of bucks a day, But again, it really depends what you're into. So the worst thing you can do is just say, I'm going to take this job to make some money, because those don't, kind of jobs don't last long. But if there's jobs that will keep your interest, and if there's a variety, there's also like TaskRabbit that you could do there in Fayetteville. Like, so you go on and maybe somebody wants somebody to make a desk or move a desk or fix a bicycle tire or whatever it may be. So we have a whole list of different ways that you can make money online. And as a matter of fact, we've got a few articles about it. So Tommy, let me post those up for you over at commando.com in the Q&A forum. And so if you're interested in anything that I mentioned, we'll put that there. As well as if you're listening, you're like, hey, I'd like to be on a jury, or what is that? I can just make money by seeing an ad when I open my phone. Just head over to commando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to commando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.